Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The New York Football Giants. Imagine a world where an NFL team, think about this, scores 32 points, doesn't allow a point until the fourth quarter, and loses. Losers lose. I'm going to say something crazy. The Indianapolis Colts are the second best team in the AFC. If you told me that the Colts in January, we're going on the road to Buffalo, I'd bet Indianapolis, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. Football and basketball and baseball. Sports. Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. I have this moment every day during the intro of the show where I have to decide in the moment if I want to say bitches or not after Make It Legendary. I probably shouldn't because it's not their tagline, but it is funny. So I had that moment just now where do I throw this in? Maybe I'll call my people at BetMGM and see if they would like if that were added to the tagline. Probably not. I probably won't make that call. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we will survive. Can you survive if you're already dead? It's a question philosophers have been asking for centuries. We're going to answer that question definitively today. Yes, you can survive. Femi, Tyler, and myself will debate the best survivor choices on the board, even though we have been eliminated for weeks. I mean, the Rams lost to the 49ers on Thursday Night Football. It feels like that was like 4 years ago. We've been out for a long ass time. But if you took our advice last week, you either had the Kansas City Chiefs, or perhaps, like Randy Savage once implored Hulk Hogan to do, in a famously bad rap song, "Be a Man, Hulk." Maybe you were a man and you took the Carolina Panthers against the New York Jets. If you took our advice, you survived into week 8. We will attempt to help you, dear listener and dear viewer, survive into week 9 today on the show. We will also give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. That is the NBA, a full menu of games, and I absolutely love that. I have a bunch of sides that I like tonight in the association. I know that Frozen Femi has some hockey bets. I know because I spoke to Femi on the phone this morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, 7:30 a.m. Pacific time, where Femi lives in Vegas. I am not joking. Femi was awake, handicapping tonight in the National Hockey League. That is not a joke. That is dedication. Frozen Femi's got hockey bets for us, and we will give you our bets for Game 1 of the World Series tonight with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays in Toronto. And then, in the final hour, in the power hour of the show, it's all our bets for the football weekend. College football and the National Football League. We very much look forward to that. Two tremendous guests will join us. Colin Wilson, Action Network Big Bets on Campus. All of Colin's bets for this weekend in college football. And Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, Tom Glavine, 1995 World Series MVP, Tom Glavine. Tom Glavine joins the show to break down the Dodgers and the Blue Jays in the Fall Classic. Today's social question, you can type it on YouTube, you can type it in on Twitch. For those of you watching the show on our video channels, what's your best bet for this weekend in football? You give us a college football bet if you want, or Week 8 NFL Sunday. A side, a total, a prop, anything that you like. You can bet whatever you like. Just don't bet A.J. Brown over receiving yards. He was just ruled out by the Philadelphia Eagles. We will give you all the injury updates at the end of the show. Tyler Morales has been working diligently on his injury reports after he started Aronde Gadsden last night in fantasy over Mason Taylor. Good move by him, a.k.a. me. Type in your best bets on YouTube and Twitch. Bill Zimmerman will read the best ones later in the show, and Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we officially begin the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet by pouring one out for the end of what had been a pretty scintillating run of games on Thursday Night Football. You know, even last week with the Giants and the Eagles, 2 weeks ago with the Giants and the Eagles, 34-17 Giants. Like, that's a blowout win by the Giants, but an eminently watchable game. Like, a very watchable football game and a very notable football game and noteworthy football game with the Giants and the Eagles. Steelers-Bengals was massively entertaining a couple weeks ago. Dolphins-Bills in week 3 was a 10-point game, but that game was pretty entertaining. Niners and Rams, massively entertaining, even though it knocked us out of Survivor. We've had some really good Thursday night football games this year. Last night, not so much. Now, we won our bet. Credit to us. Joe Alt announced in. We bet the Chargers. It is a no-sweat laugher. And I will admit, on the pick six that was called back on the first drive of the game by Isaiah Rodgers of Justin Herbert, I'm a little concerned. But alas, incomplete pass. Chargers go right down the field. Hot knife through butter. Yada, 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 7-0, en route to an absolute demolition. Here comes the axe, here comes the smasher. And we got a Trey Harris anytime touchdown in the process. So a great betting game for the show last night. Shout out to us for laying it with the Los Angeles Chargers once it was announced that Joe Alt would be in. And you can't overstate the importance of Joe Alt and, candidly, even Trey Pipkins to this offense. When you take Alt out with Rashawn Slater already out, I mean, you are dealing with truly like bottom of the barrel offensive tackles to protect Justin Herbert. And Mekhi Becton can't stay healthy. He literally leaves every single game with injury. Like, literally, not figuratively, leaves the game with injury. But the Chargers' offensive line able to hold up enough for Justin Herbert to shred the Vikings' defense. We'll get to the Vikings' defense in a little bit. We'll talk about the Chargers in a little bit. But Jim Harbaugh, after the game, really extolling the virtues of Joe Alt. And it's something to keep in mind, betting the Chargers this season. If they've got Joe Alt, like, the offensive line can operate. And if they don't, it's like the piece you take out of the Jenga tower, and that son of a bitch comes crumbling down. Usually, we start the game recaps with winners. We really have to start here with the loser of last night, though. The 3-4 Minnesota Vikings. And I will call back to something that I said yesterday on the show on a tremendous football Thursday. When I declared the 2025 season for the Minnesota Vikings, D-E-D, dead, and D-U-N, done. Season's over. Before last night's game, before we knew that Christian Darrisaw would only last 9 plays and have to leave the game, before we knew Brian O'Neill was out, before we knew Joe Alt was playing, I declared the Vikings season dead and said they are coming in last place in the NFC North. And the reason why I said that, and I think I'm going to be so right about all of this, and I can't wait for it to play out. The Vikings are lying about J.J. McCarthy's ankle. They're lying. Like, there's no, in no universe is an ankle sprain a 6-week injury for a quarterback. Like, they're lying. And it's why Kevin O'Connell gets really testy and gets really angry whenever he's asked about it. Because they're pressing him on it and he doesn't want to be pressed on it. If J.J. McCarthy were healthy enough to be the emergency quarterback last night, why can't he start in the game in a massive spot on a short week with Carson Wentz dealing? I mean, Carson Wentz, this might be the toughest son of a bitch in the world, Carson Wentz. This guy's been getting the absolute crap kicked out of him. His arm's like hanging from a thread, like his shoulder may be separated, and he's out there taking hits, he's playing, and J.J. McCarthy's just chilling there on the sideline. I mean, there's a play last night that goes viral on social media where Carson Wentz is kind of like, it's like tackled going out of bounds, and McCarthy like jumps to avoid, you know, getting hit by the ball carrier, lands, and he's cheering and he's signaling first down. Does anyone think he's injured? Sprained ankle? Leaping in the air? Really? Like, are there people? I'll ask Femi this question later. Do you believe it? That McCarthy's actually hurt? And O'Connell, after the game, gives you the same line. Well, JJ will play if he completes a full week of practice. So they can manipulate this situation and massage the situation. And maybe they list him as limited one day. And then they have to go, oh, well, he's up. Well, we want him to have a full week of preparation. And Carson Wentz will start again. Even though he's like the knight from Monty Python. He's getting annihilated every single game. I mean, I'm being serious. Did anyone feel bad for Carson Wentz last night? He's getting bulldozed every week. The offensive line in Minnesota is decimated. He's getting the tar kicked out of him. And he takes a licking. This bastard keeps on ticking. It's unbelievable. How much credit do you give him? You can't give him enough credit. What a tough bastard, man. I thought at one point, like, Max Brosmer has to come in now. Carson Wentz, like, his arm is hanging like a wet noodle. How's he going to play? He's like Wolverine. He goes back out there to take more punishment. Carson Wentz at this point is like the equivalent of like a reliever when you're down in a game and you're like, you know what? We're going to save the bullpen for tomorrow. Hey, Joe Slappy on the bench, get out there and soak up 6 innings and get the crap kicked out of you. It doesn't matter how many runs you give up. We need someone to get us to tomorrow. Carson Wentz is Scott Proctor. Like, insert long reliever of choice. Like, hey, like, We can't play J.J. McCarthy for whatever you think the reason is. I think it's because, like, what could it be if he's not hurt? That they don't think he's good enough, right? That has to be it. What else could it be? Because I don't buy that he's actually hurt. So it's, hey, Carson, go out there and just get annihilated behind this offensive line. He's not doing it for free. So there's something to be said for that. And if you paid me a couple million bucks, I'd get sacked by NFL players. I might not survive. I don't have the frame that Carson Wentz has. But still, I mean, he's basically the NFL quarterback equivalent of a Major League Baseball long reliever. You're down 11 runs in the third inning and you need to win tomorrow, and let's just put him out there and go finish the game, and who cares how it goes. That's what this is right now for Carson Wentz. So now, the Vikings are 3-4. And Kevin O'Connell still won't commit. They have 10 days now until next week, and he still won't commit to McCarthy. Does anyone strike anyone as weird? What's going on here? If everything I'm saying is true, I think it is. I'll always, you know, acknowledge the possibility that I'm wrong. Wrong. I think I'm correct. If it's true. They're basically saying, we know we can't win with JJ right now. And it doesn't mean that, like, JJ's career is over. But I don't think they think they can win right now with McCarthy. Do you realize that last year, the Minnesota Vikings, in their quarterback room, had Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones? Both of them. If McCarthy can't play, and that remains to be seen, so that's a little bit down the road. If JJ can't play, this will go down as one of the most catastrophic quarterback evaluations in recent memory. Because they could have signed Sam Darnold. How's he looking now? And this doesn't have to be like, I knew this was going to happen. That's not the point. I'm not an NFL GM. How's Sam Darnold look? How's Daniel Jones look? What would the Vikings record be if they had one of those two right now? But no. You've got broken-winged Carson Wentz, like, in the year of our Lord, 2025, starting and losing games. You think it's bad now? Wait until we talk about the schedule the rest of the way for Minnesota. We'll do that and praise Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.